Wagoner's Walk. Monday was Shirley Edwards' first day at the Herald.
Hey, Shirley!
Oh, Mike!
What are you doing walking? Why didn't you ask for a lift? I went to look for you in the basement and you've gone.
Well, I thought I'd take a leaf from Dickens' book, not take advantage of your being my landlord as well as my employer.
Bosh.
He's right.
Well, it's hardly the same thing in your case. We're friends first. Don't let's argue the point now. I'm parked on a double yellow line. Come on, hop in.
Oh, all right. As it's my first day.
That's it. Manage?
Yes, thanks. Oh. Whew. I must say, I didn't relish the thought of arriving on my own.
Oh, I hadn't intended you to. No, I'll take you in and introduce you to Duck & Co.
He's the advertising manager, the one I spoke to on the phone.
Yes, your boss, in effect.
Oh.
You're like him. They're a nice crowd altogether in accounts.
There's about half a dozen people, he said.
Yes, that's right. Yes, several part-timers like you. And Duck's pretty flexible about hours, so you should be able to work around your open university course.
I can't thank you enough for getting me the job, Mike.
Ah, you're welcome.
I'll try not to let you down.
Shirley, you'll do it standing on your pretty little feet.
Oh, I'm not... Well, I'm not too up on newspaper jargon.
You'll pick that up in no time. And any problems, just pop upstairs to the first floor.
Is that where your office is?
Oh, well, the whole editorial department. No, your section's on the ground floor, so it's accessible to customers.
Oh, I see. They're dropping in and out all the time, are they, advertisers?
Oh, when they're not, we start to worry.
Do you know, when I thought about a clerical job, I had visions of being tucked away in a back room somewhere.
Oh, well, it'd be a crime to hide you away when you look as good as you do today.
Oh, thanks. It's a new suit, actually. Cliff and I went a bit mad on Saturday.
Yes, you know, it's time I splashed out and bought Claire something.
Well, it's amazing what it does for the morale.
Yes. You know, I'm rather cheerful for a Monday morning.
No.
Yes, I think it's because I had rather a good weekend. Claire and I had a little time to ourselves for a change. It was very therapeutic. Now, for once, I'm really looking forward to the editorial meeting.
Do me a favour, Chrissy.
I thought I just did.
Scratch my back. Hmm?
Whereabouts? Here?
No, a little higher, eh? No, you've lost it. Left a bit. No, it's too far. Oh, nearly. Ah, damn it, it's moved again. Don't stop, though.
Another of those elusive little itches
that
can only lead one way.
That's not towards my editorial meeting. My God! Is that the time already?
Oh, be late for once.
And join the rest of the amateurs.
Well, if you can't lick them.
Someone in that paper's got to set an example.
Tell them you were hard at it. Which is, after all, the truth.
Ah, don't be crude.
That's not what you said earlier.
Aye, well.
Oh, it's all right for me to be crude when we're making love, but I must spare your blushes in
the
cold
light. Oh,
at times you can be so bloody.
What?
Oh, skip it.
Working class.
I was going to say puritanical.
Aye, in your book it's the same thing.
I don't keep that kind of book. You're the one who has to analyse everything in terms of class.
Aye, well, I don't want to start on that.
Who's starting anything?
Just get up and fix me a coffee and some toast. I'll not have time for a proper breakfast now.
No.
What?
Get it yourself. That's all I am to you, isn't it? Free sex and an unpaid cook.
You know that's not all.
Oh, yes. And a convenient heir to board with all the details of your running feud with Liz Warner.
Well, if that's how you feel, I don't know why you stay here.
Oh, sometimes I ask myself the same question.
And what answer do you get?
It could be, because it's my flat.
I wondered how long it'd be before you threw that in my face.
I'm sorry.
Oh, why be sorry? It's the truth. You put the money down.
For us. Not so I could use it as a weapon against you.
But you just did, didn't you?
Morning, Liz.
Hello, Mike. So, was that Shirley Edwards I saw downstairs just now?
Yes. Oh, yes, she's doing some part-time work on the classified ads.
Oh, I thought so. She's finished at the shop, then?
Yes, it's under new management now. Another Patel. Nice enough chap, but it's not the same.
No. Shirley must miss her mother. They were very close, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, train of thought. There's a lot more letters in this morning about your mother and daughter interview in last Friday's issue.
Oh, still pro?
Well, except for the usual couple of cranks, yeah.
Diana Austin phoned me over the weekend. She said she was finding the series fascinating.
Oh, that's high praise. Mm. Oh, I think we shall go on running it a while longer, yeah?
Yeah, it's a question of ringing the changes. So, as I said to Diana, any ideas are welcome.
Oh, well, the reader's letters may show up one or two possibilities. Who have you had so far?
We've had a suffragette, an artist, a sportswoman, and then this one, the headmistress.
And what have you got lined up for the coming week?
Well, I thought it was time I did
morning,
something
Mike.
Quite...
Oh, hello, Morris.
Liz.
I was just
good
saying,
morning.
What an amazing reaction Liz's mother and daughter series is getting.
Aye.
I don't know when we last had such a lot of interest shown in anything.
Hmm. Well, you've sustained it pretty well so far.
Thank you.
But I do have one slight criticism.
You know I never mind criticism, Morris.
Hmm. I think there's a danger of a certain bias. So far, the women you've chosen have all been celebrities.
Well, I wouldn't call the headmistress a celebrity.
Ah, well, successful in their field, then. And they're all from a certain type of background. I mean, let's face it, our readers...
I agree with you entirely, Morris.
Oh?
Yeah, you couldn't be more right. But I think you'll find that's rectified this week. I found an old girl whose mother was a flower woman. And I've located another who inherited a doorstep from her mother.
A what?
A doorstep.
Oh.
Between them, they've been scrubbing the same doorstep in Hampstead for over 60 years.
Oh, splendid. So you needn't have any worries there, Morris.
So long as it doesn't get condescending, eh? Mike, could I have a word with you about the council
Mike.
Meeting on Thursday?
Oh, yes, I hope I'm not late.
We think there's going
to... No. Hello, Morris.
Hello, Liz.
Morning, Dickon.
Say, Morris looks a bit wild-eyed this morning.
Oh, it's probably shock. We just agreed on something, more or less.
Well, let's hope that augurs well,
It's my good resolution for the day, not to spar with Morris.
Well, that should take a good hour off the meeting.
Hey, now watch it, you. How's Debbie? You seen her lately?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she's coming over to the pub at lunchtime.
About time, too.
Hello, Debbie. Sorry I'm late. Meeting went on a bit.
So what else is new? I got myself a glass of wine. Told Fred to chalk it up to you.
Oh, good. Pint, please, Fred. Directors.
Don't I get my usual lecture about alcohol and the baby?
If it survived the amount you put back on New Year's Eve, it'll survive anything.
It'll need to.
How are you, anyway?
I'm lousy. I've got a terrible cold, and I've just come from a bleeding awful session at the hospital.
There's nothing wrong.
No. It's just the usual check-up, plus the usual wait.
Yes.
The usual mix-up with the cards, the usual assembly line indifference. Oh, not forgetting the usual cackle of asinine girls twittering on about their ubbies and layettes.
What on earth's a layette?
All the gear you need for the baby.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, equipment, clothes.
Wine the directors for our shipping report.
Ah, thanks. And that's for the wine as well.
It makes me sick the way they go on. I simply can't decide what kind of pram to buy. And should the cot be yellow or blue? Cool. They should try having to get the lot on £25.
Is that all you get towards it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound much.
It hasn't been raised for 10 years.
Ah, you get some sort of maternity allowance too, don't you?
Oh, Dickon, how far will that go once I stop getting me whack at the Herald?
Oh, when's that?
Week after next.
Can't you apply for some sort of a supplementary benefit?
I'm going down there this afternoon to find out.
To the Social Security office?
Yeah. More hanging around, I suppose.
Ah, not if you've made an appointment.
I haven't made an appointment.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that, Dickon.
Well, you're so casual about everything,
look,
Debbie.
Look, Dickon, I didn't come here for a lecture, right? Oh, here comes the mob.
Oh, hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Hello, love. Oh, look, she can't keep away.
Yeah, that's right. I miss it all so much, especially Monday mornings.
Well, it'll be over in a minute. Now, come on, Liz.
Yes, all right.
It's true, actually. I miss it all like stink.
Well, you'll be coming back.
I suppose so.
Well, we have, shall we?
Oh, thanks, Mike.
What the hell's she doing here? Shirley Edwards. All tarted up.
Oh, she's got a job in the accounts department.
Ah. That's great. That's just what I'll be wanting to come back to.
Well, I think it's only temporary.
Look, can we move into the other bar, Dickon?
Well, but I thought...
Please, I don't want her to see me. Can't stand the way she looks at me. It's as if she had a vested interest.
Here we are then, Shirley. One whiskey sour.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Morris.
Oh. Well, fancy you working for the Herald. No one tells me anything. None of the good news, anyway.
Cheers.
Cheers. I didn't even realise it was you till I got in here. I just saw this stunning-looking female crossing the road with Doug. And I was so busy watching her legs.
Now you've gone too far this time, Maurice Gill.
I mean it. Yeah, you can really wear those slit skirts.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish I hadn't now. I bought the outfit on Saturday. I thought it'd give me confidence today.
Aye, and so it should.
Yeah, except everyone else in the office is wearing jeans.
Oh, don't you sink down to their level. You go on looking like that. Could do no end for the paper's morale. Mine, anyway. Aye. How's Cliff?
Oh, well, it's the first day for him, too. Mm-hmm. He's starting on a training opportunities course in carpentry.
Oh, I'm right out of date.
Yeah, he was up at the crack of dawn, trekking off to Enfield.
Uh-huh. I knew he'd given up teaching. The last time I saw him, he was behind the bar at the Wagoners.
Yeah, well, he's still doing that evenings.
Oh, a man of many parts, your Cliff.
Too many. I just hope he'll settle at this. Apart from anything else, we'll be a few £1,000 richer if he does.
What, in earning power, you mean?
Well, hopefully. But mainly from my mother's estate.
Oh.
She hadn't made a will, you see, so it all went to George. Uh-huh. And he says he intends to give us half, but only when Cliff knuckles down to something permanent.
Mm. He does seem to have behaved a bit irresponsibly lately. One way and another.
Well, it hasn't been an easy year. How's Cressida?
Oh, fine.
Things are still on between you and her, are they? I mean, I haven't put my foot in it, have I?
No. We're still together. Only right now we're not speaking.
Oh, yes, relationships, I know.
Oh, well, it's not easy, you know. For me, anyway. I'm pretty unpopular at work, too.
Oh, I don't believe it.
No, it's true. Be nice to have an ally here. She's the leader of the opposition. Liz Warner. What? Know her?
Yes, but it's Mrs. Tyson. She used to come into the shop.
When Liz and I are together, you can cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Oh, I thought she seemed quite nice.
Hey, look, she's coming over now. Just you wait.
Hello,
2 minutes
sir.
And we'll be at loggerheads.
Hello. Hello. Sorry to interrupt, Morris. I just wondered if Cressida would be calling in with that review this week.
I dare say.
Would you ask if she'd pop into my office? I've got a job on the woman's page that I think might interest her.
Oh. Right. Thanks.
And I wondered if you and she would like to come over for dinner sometime.
Dinner?
Mm-hmm, just an informal meal. I don't seem to see anyone out of the office. And it would be nice for Peter to meet you properly. Perhaps we could fix a date when Cressida comes in.
Well, thank you. Well, that'd be nice.
Good. I'll see you later then.
Bye. Well, that didn't sound like public enemy number one to me. You sure you're not developing a persecution complex, Maurice?
Tell me, Miss Franks, you've been 5 years working on the Herald and you've saved nothing.
Not a brass farthing, mate.
Nothing in the post office, nothing in the building society?
I've already saved.
Well, aren't you a silly girl?
I didn't come here for a character appraisal. I came to find out where I stand.
Well, now, taking that tone isn't going to help you much. So, as of the week after next, you'll have only your maternity allowance.
Right.
Of course, after the baby is born, you'll be entitled to claim child benefit. That's £4 a week, plus the extra £2.50 for one parent families.
That should see him through, Eton.
If you persist in adopting this flippant attitude, Miss Franks...
It just seems such a piddling amount.
Well, there was a time when you'd have got nothing. I suggest you thank heaven for small mercies.
Sorry.
Now, what about the baby's father?
What about him?
He willing to pay maintenance?
He doesn't come into it.
But of course he comes into it. Have you discussed it with him?
No. And I don't intend to.
Well, perhaps you'd rather we approached him.
Forget about him, will you? I have.
Miss Franks, you may not be aware of the facts, but he has a legal duty to maintain his child.
I don't look on it as his child.
The law does. We can take steps to make him pay up. If he won't voluntarily, then we can take affiliation proceedings and acquire a court order.
How can you?
Pardon?
If you don't know who he is.
Well, I hope you're going to be a sensible girl and tell us.
Like you said. I'm not a sensible girl.
Oh, look, Miss Franks, we must have his name for the sake of the baby. The information will be confidential, I assure you. Now, what do you gain by keeping it from us? Nothing. But you have a lot to lose. ¶¶